Fair, broadcasting live from the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Lee Rayburn. It's WPR News. We're inside the Grand Champion Hall where flowers, the smell of flowers fill the air. Dahlias, gladiolas, roses are all on display along with quilts that adorn the rafters and Quiltopia contest winners behind us. There are refrigerators filled with pies, cakes, frostings, dressings, sandwiches, even Bloody Marys, displays of dresses, textiles, garments, and blankets. Vegetable judging going on right behind us as we speak, and that's all inside the Grand Champion Hall. Everything else is outside, and I mean everything that Wisconsin has to offer. We're here until 1 o'clock today. Feel free to stop by and say hi. Our next guest today is Jill Albanese. She's the Director of Competitive Exhibits and Park Beautification at the Wisconsin State Fair. And if you have a question for her, you can ask our executive producer, Jill Nadeau, who I believe is at the table over there. Oh, she's right behind me. Hi, Jill. And you can also call us if you're listening over the radio or online at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Jill, each guest we've had so far on the air today has mentioned your name. How long have you been doing this here at the Wisconsin State Fair?
No, that's a great question. So I've been with the Wisconsin State Fair for now. This will be my 30th fair. I started in 1997. I like to say I started when I was 10.
Yes, so we're going to go with that.
When she was 10 today.
Yes, absolutely. 30 years. That's a good portion of the 175 that we're celebrating this year. And I, because we talked to the historian, you know, who's got it from his father, we talked to the CEO, Sherry, who's been doing this since she was 9 years old. What is it that brings people to the state fair and keeps them here and makes them as committed as you, Jill?
Well, all our employees love the fair. We love the 11 days of fun and then what leads up to it and what afterwards. But for our exhibitors, it's like a family reunion to come back home here, see their friends, compete against them, and then, of course, win ribbons. But they are really friends. And so it's a huge family reunion. When we start judging in June, we have our photo judging. We have over 3,000 photos come in. It was like 3,107, I believe, photos that came in this year. Those exhibitors come in, they celebrate that they're here. We celebrate anyone who's getting a first-time ribbon, so they get these ribbons. We take their picture like a family, so that's a big deal. Then they meet each other, and then they welcome the current exhibitors, welcome the new exhibitors in as part of the family, and this just continues to grow no matter if we're doing foods or beer, wine, anything that we judge.
Where do we get the ribbon earrings that you're adorning today?
So the one is the mini vegetable show, which they're working on judging right behind us. And this other one is one of the plein air ribbons. So plein air is the open air painting. Today we are lucky enough, it's the first day and we have 55 artists painting.
Oh, so I've only seen like three of them, but I thought, I mean, they're just on the fairgrounds making their art as they go.
Yeah, so the 55 of them, it's like Where's Waldo? So you go out, you find the artist, and then later in the day, they'll be turning their artwork in, and then tomorrow it's judged at about 4 o'clock, and then after that, you can buy that artwork and take that home.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And this is relatively new, right? This isn't something that, it doesn't go back 175 years.
I think this is our 12th year.
12th year.
Yeah. So that's very new event. And now county fairs in the area are also doing it. So Ozaukee has one, Walworth County Fair has one, and other fairs too.
I tried to set the scene here at the Grand Champion Hall. You actually literally set the scene here. You helped make this all possible, and it goes back all the way to April when this was, you know, sort of warehousing some of the flowers that are part of the state fair today. Can you help describe this scene that we're in the Grand Champion Hall, what you can see, what you can smell, and everything that you'll experience here?
Sure. So this is the third oldest building at Wisconsin State Fair. They started it in 1910, but it was actually finished in 1914. So as the third oldest building, it's got the beautiful monitor roof style. The windows are all covered with beautiful clouds, so you have the feeling you're outside. And then it's a beautiful brick building. And then we're filled with about 24 display cases that are filled with the arts and crafts and culinary jams, jellies. All those items are in wood wooden display cases. And then we have 9 banks of 9 refrigerators here that are all the cakes, the pies, all the good stuff. We even had the Bloody Mary contest.
Yes.
And we got more contests coming up the rest of the week. And then we also have, behind me is where we have a lot of our horticulture exhibits. So the vegetables, glads, dahlias, orchids will be coming in later in the week. Rose is here right now, bonsais, the whole run of the fair. Ikebana, which is Japanese flower arranging, they just left last night. So we go through 3 shows in this building. So it's always changing. And then, of course, there's all the quilts and all the displays.
And the competition taking place right now behind us. I didn't know they were the mini vegetables, but now that you mentioned that, they were quite smaller.
So there's the mini, there's the largest vegetable. We have a really big pumpkin that came in, and it's huge for this time of year. It's beautiful. So there's a mini vegetable show, there's the largest vegetable show. There's herb basket, market baskets. We have over 100 classes of herbs you can enter. Yeah, it's beautiful. It smells great back there.
It's really the best smelling radio studio I have ever been inside. It's amazing. It's not just professionals. Amateurs are invited to partake as well. How would I, if I had an herb or if I had a Bloody Mary, how would I get involved with the state fair?
So that's a great question. So what happens in May is, May 8th was our deadline this year,
okay.
But that starts much earlier. So this fall, our staff will be coming up with all new culinary contests for this next year. Yesterday, we had meatloaf, and we had 19 entries in meatloaf. It was a meatloaf palooza here. It was wonderful. It did win best of show, and you can see it over in the cabinets there, the meatloaf. It's wonderful.
Are we able to taste it by any chance?
No. So the judges are the ones that taste it.
They get to taste it.
So these competitions in this building, for the most part, are amateurs.
Okay.
So you, with the exception of one of the professional contests we have on Wednesday in here, but you go online about February, you look up the new classes, you enter by the beginning of May, and then in June we bring in all the arts, the crafts, the sewing, the quilts and photos, and then we judge that end of June. That gives us time to set the displays. We got an amazing team that does that. And then in July, the Wednesday, the week before the fair, our first batch of food comes in, which is breads and cookies and things like that. And then wait, there's more. The Saturday before the fair, the more food comes in. And then we have judging the Friday during the fair, the Sunday, the Tuesday this year, the Thursday, and the Saturday. So there's always something going on here.
What I'm hearing from you, Joe Albanese, is if I wanted to taste these award winners, I'd have to be a judge. Where do you find these judges for these contests?
So the judges that we have here at Wisconsin State Fair are incredibly talented. They are licensed with the state of Wisconsin. So, for example, a lot of our staff are licensed to be judges. You would say, I have knowledge of baking cakes. So then you write that on the form that you want to do cake decorating. You give sources of who could be your reference, and then you send that into the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and then you get a license. So
I have been eating meatloaf my entire life, and my mother is my reference. Does that qualify me by any chance?
So most of our food judges are home economists, is what they used to be called, or family research. So they have a degree in cooking or baking or something like that, or they come from the trades. Our quilt judges are nationally certified. Our glad judges are nationally certified. A lot of them are nationally certified.
What about vegetable contests going on behind us? Where do you find those judges?
So a lot of our judges come up through the county fairs. They get recommended to us. So they are very knowledgeable about the horticulture. One of them used to own a very large nursery in the state of Wisconsin.
So I might want to start with my county fair if I want to enter into the judging world and build up my bona fides from there.
Yeah.
Jill Albanese, our guest, she is the Director of Competitive Exhibits and Park Beautification at the Wisconsin State Fair. If you have a question, you can ask our Executive Director, who is here on site, Jill Nadeau. You can also call 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So park beautification. This to me sounds like a year-round affair because I've heard stories about being in the bitter cold and getting the flowers ready for the summer all the way back in April.
So we have a very talented team. We have 2 year-round staff that work on flowers.
And then we bring up 25, mostly college students, that come in May to help us get everything organized. So we have over 4,000 containers here at the State Fair. Some of these containers are everything from big Freeland tanks that were made and imported to Wisconsin to everything to pairs of shoes that our staff donate. And you'll see these shoes at the back entrance of Grand Champion Hall on the north end. So we'll use everything and anything to plant, and literally we will, like the milk crates you see behind us, those could be a planter someday.
Sure.
We've planted the beehives that are over there. We just really resourceful on our where we get our containers from, and it saves a lot of money that way. So then in the fall, we'll start and start coming up with ideas. Each section of the fair park is color-coded. For example, if you go out the front of the building, you're gonna see silver, purple, and white. If you go out the back end of this building, is going to be red and white. If you go to the agriculture area, you're going to see a lot of pink. If you're on Wisconsin Way, it's going to be red and white. If you go to the Midway or Spin City, you're going to find the flowers a little more garish. So they are themed to the area that they're in.
What's the garish theme?
It's orange, red, and purple together. So it's a little bit bold, but it's perfect for the area. So
sure.
If you say, I'm by a planter and you tell me the colors, I can pretty much pinpoint the location you're at based on that.
Do you have a count of how many flowers, how many types of flowers? Any idea?
Yeah. So we have, we did the math yesterday. So we bring in a lot of indoor plants for the fair. We have 645 indoor plants that we brought in. That's a lot of what you see around you here. But then outdoors, we have nearly 27,000 plants.
Oh, it shows because it's everywhere. It's it's kind of what makes this special to me and different than the other fairs I've been to is just how many flowers and plants and how green and lush a state fairground can be.
Yeah, so we're really happy. So the crew comes in May, about the 18th. We clean, by that time we've had some of the crew in earlier, they've been cleaning the containers out, like the feed tanks. We're about 400 livestock tanks that we fill. Those are at more of the gates when you came in, you might have seen those. They clean them out, we change the soil out, we get fresh soil every year, beautiful soil from Canada. And then what we do is then plants come in on Tuesday, we have 12 growers, we fill 108 tables worth of plants. And these plants come in within 6 hours. We go from not a single plant at the fair park to 108 tables. The next day, fifth graders from Houstonsford Elementary come in and they plant for us. And they spend from about 9 till 1:30, they plant almost all the containers that we have on that site.
So you talk about doing this for 30 years, and Sherry, the CEO, doing it since she was 9. And then you bring in fifth graders to help plant. You wonder how many of them will be sticking around for the next 30 years and be part of this really family.
Yeah, so it's really fun. And then those kids get tickets to come back here to see how their plants, they grew. So that is really a fun park. And then we keep them at what we call Fort Flower, which is a compound. It's a parking lot, which is just filled with pallets, rows, like lined up in rows with little flags in them that tells where they go. So it's every planter has a recipe card that goes with it. And then there's a flag that indicates where it goes, its final fair location. And then they grow them, we prune them, the crew is out pruning, watering, weeding, and then we did a few installs this year too.
Jill, tell us about your team, because this is such a massive project, from the competitions to the beautification. It's year round, obviously. You can't have fifth graders doing it all.
No, so the fifth graders come in for planting day, and then for planting day, we have a lot of the staff from the other departments come in and help out with that. But the flower crew is mostly college students, some younger or just graduating high school, and that's 25 of those. But we have about 90 people on the competitive exhibits team.
Okay.
And we have retired engineers on our staff that help with watering, help with a lot of our signs and all our creative work. And then we also have just amazing staff in this building that help with design work. And a lot of them have been with us for many, many years, and we're really fortunate for that. So we run the gamut from 16 to 80 years old on our staff, and they're wonderful.
Now, when it comes to award winners in these competitions, what's the age range there?
So yesterday, I was showing you a picture. So yesterday, we had the Rose Show came in, and it was the most adorable thing. So in the morning, the Rose people, and they're very particular about their roses, as they should be.
Sure.
So they come in, and they're all, like, individually packed in the boxes. They bring them in, and then they set them out on their tables. Then they take Q-tips. If the flower's too tight, the bud's too tight, they'll take Q-tips and work it down into the petals so it'll open the bloom so it's perfect for the the show, right?
Yeah.
So there was a little boy yesterday, and his name was Jack, and mine being Jill, we had to be best buds. So we met, and then I took his picture, and at one point he was so excited, I took his picture with it. He's holding his one rose. It was called Mr. Caleb. It's on display back here on the winner's table.
Here.
Wait, you're going to hear more. And then we're doing our judging of our meatloaf yesterday or so, and he comes up to me and goes, I got to show you, Jill. Yeah, come with me. He takes me and like starts running to the back of the building. So he's running to the back of the building. I'm like, hey, we can run. We can walk. We can walk. So then we get there and he goes, look at my flower. It's on. It was on the head table. And so it's on the show table and they had a blue ribbon and he got the purple ribbon for a best youth exhibitor.
How old is Jack?
8.
And you also had somebody who was 101, right?
Yes. So Ruthie is a staple here at Wisconsin State Fair. And so she also shows roses. So I saw her early in the morning. We made sure she was drinking her water. We were taking care of Ruthie. She was doing great. She had about maybe a dozen blooms. She was getting those all ready. And so we were talking to her throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, Ruthie, we got her up to her car and she did really well, but it was great to see her yesterday.
From 8 to 101.
Mm-hmm.
That's about everybody.
Yeah, so no, they were great. And if you have any questions, head back to the Rose folks. They'll help you. Same as the bonsai are here to help today, too.
Go see Mr. Kalick.
Yes, it's a beautiful red rose right on the main table. One of the artists was painting one of the other roses right now.
From plein air?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
Behind us, we have this rooted in tradition display. It's got a wonderful tree with a ribbon on it and a bunch of, there's some produce, a camera. You've got a badger down on the base. Tell us about rooted in tradition.
So that's wonderful. So the badger is actually from an old prize listing from about 1912 through 15. They had that on the cover of the prize book.
Oh, wow.
So, yep. So that's cool. And then all the items that are around there are contests that we have. So we have the photography. We have amateur beer. We have amateur wine. We have the knitting, crocheting, painting. Those are kind of all things we have competitions for. And then we just added the flowers, the music note just for fun and the horseshoe for fun too. But those are all things that you think of when you think of Wisconsin.
Is that ice cream?
Yeah, you need ice cream.
There's an ice cream competition?
Well, they have the dairy promo contest.
Okay.
They all have
right.
one, so Carrie can tell you about that one.
Are there, is there something that you've considered entering into a competition or having a food type or something that does not make the cut or? Like you mentioned meatloaf being, you know, relatively new. Is there something that you can think of that we decided not to judge?
So we find our market is very German, a lot of German
sure.
cooks,
absolutely.
A lot of traditional. So potatoes does really well for us. Anything with beans is out of the park. We can do well with beans, oatmeal, anything that has a lower price point.
Oh.
Will do really well because you make usually a few iterations of that recipe, so
sure.
you want to try it out, so you don't want an expensive. Shrimp would not probably do well in this market.
So maybe seafood would
yeah.
be more or less something we wouldn't consider. What do you see, 30 years, what do you see into the future? Because as everybody has mentioned today, the state fair is year-round for the people who love it, and it has been since they... As soon as they find the state fair, they've never left it. So I'm guessing in some point of the back of your mind, we're going until Sunday for this summer, and then it's on to the next one. What do you see into the future, Joe?
I see a lot of growth in photography is where the biggest growth is. Vegetables and herbs is huge growth for us. Culinary, people love to experiment, so we like to challenge them by changing the classes every year. So culinary is where we see a lot, and then the arts has been exploding. Right now we have 55 artists on site. Last year we didn't have that many, so that number is going up, and we're going to be capping at 60. That's where our cap is, so we're almost at our cap.
So for next year's plein air festival or competition, is there how do you enter into that? Is the State Fair website just give you the opportunity to get involved, and how early do you have to get involved?
So most of our entry deadlines are our departments are early May, and then
okay.
plein air and then Grand Champion Eats and Treats, the professional food contest, that's more in June and July. So they run later. But go online early spring and look at all the contests that you can enter. There's tons of opportunities. We do get a lot of sponsorship for the culinary contest from the associations in Wisconsin, like the apple growers, the berry growers, the potato growers. So all those, that meatloaf contest, I think, was Farm Bureau last. So that, I mean, people are interested in doing these contests.
You mentioned the growth in photography, and I think everybody's got a camera now, and everybody can think they're a photographer. Do you have any suggestions for those who might be looking to become a ribbon-winning photographer?
Well, we have something in our department called First Time Entrant, and that is if you come to the fair next year and you want to enter your photo, you enter in the First Time Entry category,
yeah.
Then you're only competing against people who are entering for the first time. You're not against those 85 people who are entering that balloon. Flowers are very popular.
Flowers are very popular.
So if you enter a popular class, you might be up against 85 people, and only the top four are shown.
Oh, wow.
So we had, yeah, it's very, very competitive. And to get a ribbon here in this building is a big prize. And the one they really go for is the judge's favorite ribbon. It's purple with a little
yes.
green. And the judge, when they come in, they get one ribbon. At the end of the day, they can give that to any first place that they pick. And that means more to the exhibitor than anything else. There's no money associated with it, but bragging rights to get that ribbon or best of division, which is a pure purple ribbon, is really, really a big deal.
Jill, I recognize this is a competition, but there also seems to be an incredible amount of cooperation. What's the relationship like between the first-time entrants and those that have been doing this for a long time now?
So when you come in the building and we know you're a first-time exhibitor, we're going to take your picture outside next to the building. Then we also, next to the Grand Champion Hall sign, we ask for your phone. We take your picture on your phone, so you have our picture right there, all done up nice. And then you come in, and then we say, oh, we're going to make an announcement when you come in. Just be ready for it. So the, it's usually Micah has a very booming voice. We'll say, we have a first-time entrant coming in, and then they get this ribbon. And we make a really big deal about being a first-time exhibitor because we want to grow our number of exhibitors.
And those that have been exhibiting for years now, are they like you and Tom Zimmerman, the historian before you, and Sherry, the CEO yep. before you? Is this something that once you do the first time, you're going to probably find a way to do the rest of your life, just like the 101-year-old that was here yesterday?
Yeah, so, and then the current exhibitors will give them a big round of applause. It's like a party every time. And so you're here and they're shouting.
I would be nervous being a first-time mentioned. I'd be like, there's all these veterans here. I'm walking in for the first time. They're probably looking at me and thinking, you don't stand a chance, son. But it's not like that.
No, we were very welcoming. We love it. And they give you a big round of applause. And then they also talk to you. And the current exhibitor will talk to you and say, oh, why are you entering? And they'll ask questions and encourage you and give you tips. So it's a very strong family bond in this building.
This is the point where I ask you about your favorite child. I know all of this, the exhibits, the beautification, it's all special, it's all important to you, but what's one that stands out? What's something that is, well, you know, pick your favorite child for me, Jill.
So yesterday was Jack.
Yeah,
he just made my day.
You actually picked my child.
Yeah, so Jack was my buddy yesterday, and every day you have one of these, and it's just wonderful. So Jack was my
every day you have one of these.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing the one you get today, Jill, and with the State Fair running through Sunday. Is this going to change up inside the Grand Champion Hall before we're done again? Is this pretty much?
You're going to see, let's see. We're going to have the floral designers come in Thursday. We have a bunch of new shows coming in. Vegetables will change one more time. We'll get more dahlias.
And glass. Sandra Lee's going to be here tomorrow with the old-fashioned, delicious dessert contest.
Decadent dessert, yes. It's going to be fun.
I thought that was going to be today, so I was really looking forward to that. I thought maybe I could get my hands on that. But that's going to be tomorrow at the Grand Champion Hall. But there's something every day here and something for everybody in all ages. And it's largely thanks to you and your team. So I want to thank you for sharing it with us, taking us behind the scenes, and sharing, you know, just the love of the game. That to me speaks volumes. And maybe next year I will enter my mom's meatloaf and we will see where we stand.
That sounds great. We love having as many new exhibitors as we can get here.
Jill, thanks for having us and thanks for being with me today.
You bet.
Jill Albanese is the Director of Competitive Exhibits and Park Beautification at the Wisconsin State Fair, which she has done for the last 30 years. We're inside the Grand Champion Hall, where Sandra Lee will be tomorrow. I missed her by a day. Competitions ongoing and exhibits on full display. We invite you out here today, and our conversation continues next. Live from the State Fair, I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to WPR News.